faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman!
Today, eat Kellogg's Pep, the Super Cereal. Super, as in Superman.
Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. Kellogg's Pep, the Super Cereal, presents...
The Adventures of Superman!
Today, Superman faces a new development. Still on the trail of Richard Haller, the mysterious red-bearded book collector, believed to have a secret aerial rocket in his possession, he finds himself in his guise of Clark Kent in the big game trophy room of Haller's Metropolis mansion, with Lois Lane unconscious on the floor.
Lois! Wake up, Lois! She's scarcely breathing and her pulse is weak. What in heaven's name happened to her? Lois! Lois! Great Scott, she's turning blue! If I don't get her out of here fast, she'll be dead.
What will happen to Lois Lane? We'll know after you hear what's coming next. Think of the spaceships of tomorrow. They'll blast their way upwards so fast that the rocket shell will glow red hot from sheer friction with the atmosphere.
Then they'll coast through the interplanetary void. It'll be cold and jet black outside. The only light will be a weird lunar glow.
Yes, rocket flight is almost here.
And right now, Kellogg's Pep, the Super Cereal, offers you the thrills of launching a terrific rocket model of your own. The Gyrocket.
Right. A Gyrocket you yourself can send flashing high in the air. A Gyrocket loaded with spine-tingling fun. It comes complete with a metal launching rod and a wooden rocket launcher.
The Gyrocket itself has a sleek, business-like body of gleaming wood, brilliantly colored. Almost half a foot long.
And with a metal propeller that packs it with power. Too much power for indoors. Be sure you take it outside.
Then, hold it in your hand. Flick your arm and off it zooms, streaking into the sky, up over the treetop.
Yes, it's thrill-a-minute fun. So don't delay. This offer is good for a limited time only.
Right. Today, send 15 cents and a box top from Kellogg's Pep, the Super Cereal, to Superman, Box 124, New York 8, New York.
I'll repeat those instructions. Send a box top from Kellogg's Pep, together with 15 cents, a dime and a nickel, and your name and address clearly printed, to Superman, Box 124, New York 8, New York. This offer is limited to the United States.
And now, the adventures of Superman.
A new and secret aerial rocket capable of spanning the Earth and flying at supersonic speed, and supposedly based on the design of the interplanetary rocket that brought Superman from the planet Krypton to the Earth, is said to be in the hands of Richard Haller, a mysterious red-bearded book collector who is offering it for sale to a foreign power. On the trail of Haller and the rocket, Clark Kent and Lois Lane visited Haller's Metropolis mansion, where Lois has suddenly collapsed and seems to be turning blue from strangulation. Lifting her in his arms, Kent starts for the door of the room. Suddenly it opens, and Haller's Hindu servant enters.
Something is wrong, Saab.
Out of my way.
But, Saab, you cannot leave now.
Out of my way, I said, and open the front door.
If the Mem Saab is ill, I will call a doctor.
There isn't time. Are you going to open that front door? Oh, never mind. I'll do it myself.
But, Saab.
I'll see you again.
Saab, come back. I have a message.
I'll come back when I'm good and ready. Now to strip down to my Superman outfit before that bird comes poking out here after me. Yeah, this should be as good a place as any behind this bush. I'll just put Lois down for a moment. Better work fast. She looks bad. Here we are. That does it. Poor kid's fighting for breath. I think maybe the best thing is to take her up 1,000 feet where the air is cooler, as Superman. Up with her. There we are. Now, up and away!
Ah, let's have a look at her. Ah, she's breathing more easily up here. Guess I better take her up a little higher.
Up!
Yes, this cold air seems to be doing the trick. She's not fighting for breath now. The color's better, too. And her pulse is stronger. Uh-oh, she's starting to come to. Better get back down to Earth with her and into Clark Kent's clothes before I have a lot of embarrassing questions to answer. I'll get out of that little park.
Down!
There we are. Just set her down here while I turn into reporter Kent again.
What?
Shoes. There. Tie. the hat. There. Just in time. Ooh. I'm right here, Lois. You feel better?
Yes, I... What am I doing here? Where am I?
You're in a little park near Haller's house.
In a park?
Yes, you fainted, and I brought you out here. Remember?
I remember feeling dizzy, but that's all. You say I fainted?
Oh, you went out like a light.
Good
heavens. Here, wait a minute. Let me help you up. Take it easy now. Oh. There.
Thanks, Clark.
You sure you're all right now?
Yes, I'm just a little weak in the knees.
You bet.
I can't understand it. I was feeling fine, and then suddenly
I think I know what happened.
You do? Mm-hmm. What?
You remember that hissing sound just before you said you felt dizzy?
Hissing sound?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. What about it?
Well, it seemed to come from that mounted tiger's head on Haller's wall.
From the tiger's head?
Yes, and I thought I saw a fine spray of vapor shoot out of the tiger's mouth.
Oh,
Clark,
don't be absurd.
I'm not. I think a spray of knockout gas came from that tiger's mouth.
Knockout gas?
Uh-huh.
I
think our Hindu friend was responsible, Mr. Richard Haller's servant. He could have released it from the room where he was telephoning. I didn't have time to check, but I'll bet there's a tube running from a gas container to that mounted tiger's head.
Wait a minute. If it was gas, why weren't you knocked out, too?
Huh? Oh, well, I guess I'm just stronger than you are, Lois.
You've also been pipe dreaming again. What? Now, why should that nice little Hindu try to knock us out?
I think he suspected we weren't there to sell a rare book. In fact, I made a bad mistake giving him my right name.
Why?
Haller knows the name Kent. When the Hindu called him and told him my name, he got orders to give us the gas treatment. I'll bet on it.
Well, you may be right.
I know I'm right. Now, look, Lois, I'm to take you home and then be on my way.
On your way where?
To see Haller.
Well, isn't that a coincidence? So am I.
Now, look, Lois, you're still shaky.
Not anymore.
And there's a good chance I'll run into trouble. You've already had a sample of Haller's tactics.
Uh-huh. Now that you've got that off your chest, let's go.
But, Lois, you're in...
I told you before, Clark. I'm sticking with you on this.
Now, look...
Incidentally, were you on the level when you said you knew where Haller was?
I know approximately where he is. I heard his servant give the number to the telephone operator.
But how could you? He was in another room and the door was closed. I couldn't hear a thing.
Now, I've got pretty sharp ears.
Must have ears like a cat, for which I'm grateful. Where is our book-collecting friend?
He's about 250 miles upstate. Now, I can get there much faster alone, Lois, so...
How?
I'll take you home. Huh?
How?
Oh, well,
I thought so. How do we go? By train or car?
But I... Oh, okay. You win. We'll take my car. We can be up there by morning.
Good. Let's go.
Driving through the night, Kent and Lois Lane reach the little upstate village of Evansville shortly after daybreak. As we join them now, they are in a diner having breakfast, alone except for the proprietor. As he eats, Kent thumbs through the small local telephone directory.
Any luck, Clark?
No, not yet, Lois. 176 is the number, but I don't see it listed here.
Well, I hate to be a killjoy, but chances are you didn't even hear the Hindu clearly.
Oh, I heard him clearly enough. There are a lot of numbers in this little book, though, and we... Uh-oh, wait. Here it is.
176?
That's right. And the name opposite it is Green Acres.
Green Acres?
Uh-huh. Oh, pardon me, Mac.
Yep. Want coffee?
No, not just now, thanks. Tell me, do you know of a place called Green Acres around here?
Green Acres?
That's right. Do you know where it is?
Yeah.
Can you tell us how to get there?
Yeah, it's about 6 miles out on the old dirt road. But I wouldn't go near there if I was you.
Why not?
Ain't healthy, that's why.
Really?
I don't understand.
Not many understands, young fella. Strange things happen out of Green Acres.
Oh?
Mighty strange things.
Like what?
Ain't saying. Just take my advice. Stay away.
But we've got to go there.
Well, don't say I didn't warn you.
Looking at one another, Kent and Lois are puzzled and uncertain. Why is the owner of the diner warning them away from Green Acres? We'll be back in a moment to find out, so keep listening.
Maybe the Superman rocket is a secret, but there's no secret about the fun you can have with your gyrocket.
That's the sensational rocket model, the gyrocket. A gyrocket you can launch to streak high into the air. A gyrocket from Kellogg's Pep, the super cereal. And it comes complete with a metal launching rod and a wooden rocket launcher.
The gyrocket itself has a gleaming, brilliantly colored wood body, slender and streamlined to the last inch, almost half a foot long.
At the power end is a steel propeller designed for rotational thrust. You just hold your gyrocket in your hand, flick your arm, and off it zooms up over the treetop.
Get in on the fun right away. Send for several gyrockets. Get a whole fleet of the future. Adjust one propeller for speed and another one for climb.
Right. Then practice up with your gyrockets. And challenge your friends to distance and speed and spot landing contests. You've got fun stored up for months.
Now, listen. For each gyrocket you want, send 15 cents and a box top from Kellogg's Pep to Superman, Box 124, New York 8, New York.
Don't forget, you can't buy this gyrocket anywhere. The only way to get it is to send a Kellogg's Pep box top and 15 cents, a dime and a nickel, together with your name and address clearly printed to Superman, Box 124, New York 8, New York. This offer is limited to the United States.
And now, back to the adventures of Superman.
Disregarding the warning of the owner of the diner, Clark Kent and Lois Lane drove out of Evansville on an old dirt road. Then, directed by a faded sign almost hidden by underbrush, which read Green Acres, Kent turned off into a narrow, rutted lane curving through deep woods. As we join them now, the lane has come to an abrupt end, and the two reporters have stepped out of their car. All about, dwarfing them, are tall trees, which, despite the bright sun high overhead, makes the woods a place of shadowy gloom.
Now what, Clark?
I don't know. That sign pointed this way, but we seem to have reached a dead end.
A very creepy dead end, if you ask me.
Creepy?
Well, yes. You notice how quiet these woods are? You hardly even hear a bird. I don't like this place.
Oh, you let that fellow in the diner give you the jitters.
No, it's the place. There's a strange feeling about it. Let's go back to the road and get better directions.
Well, just a minute, Lois. Here we are.
Here we are where?
Well, there's a trail behind those fallen trees. Right over here. You see?
Well, yes, but...
It runs downhill through the woods and... Lois!
Don't shout like that. For heaven's sake, what is it?
The trail's getting warm. Follow me.
Well, I can't see a thing. What's all the excitement?
In a few minutes, you'll see plenty. Come on.
Caught up by Kent's excitement, Lois Lane follows after him, a momentary uneasiness forgotten. The winding, half-hidden trail demands all her attention, and the noise of their steps in the brush hides from Kent's sharp ears what they might otherwise have perceived. A slight rustling sound above and behind Lois. Through the lower branches of two trees on either side of the trail, a pair of lean, strangely spotted animals are watching Lois's approach, their gleaming yellow eyes fastening on her back as she passes beneath them. Then, as she pauses to climb over a log lying across the trail, the two spotted creatures in the trees above and behind her suddenly coil to spring. Lois is in deadly peril as Clark Kent strides ahead, unaware of her danger. What will happen? What are these strange creatures? And is this why the owner of the diner warned them away from Green Acres? Gang, there's a thrill a minute in tomorrow's tense and exciting episode as Superman battles for Lois's life. So don't miss it. Tune in same time, same station for Chapter 9 of The Secret Rocket on The Adventures of Superman.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, The Adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Comic magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at the same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.